to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Greetings. I'm still striving for reconciliation with the woman I love. I think of you constantly. I want you back desperately. And I don't understand. I really don't understand the unwillingness to communicate. It's mind-boggling to me. You're following your dad's role model, who simply rejects the Lord. It's interesting to me. Somebody checked on me today because they heard about some bad weather, and there was no problem here. My friend Corey in Utah. And again, you know, if it wasn't for the fact that truth matters more than nice words and deeds, the acceptance I'm getting from the Mormon community right now is phenomenal. It would be very attractive. But it's based on a fallacy. And knowingly going to something that you know is based on a fallacy is foolish. As I've become closer to Christ and studied the scripture, the depth has been marvelous. And I will contend the Bible is true and the institutional church is a fraud. And I do that with others, except for those people who are simply too scared. But what it gives me is this wonderful advantage of a freedom to love. And I've been able to do that with others. And I want to do it with my own family. I did the video Sunday, the short one, that actually, you know, short one, remarkable for me. But before that one, I did a video that ended up at 45 minutes. And after I had it done, it was to James. After I had it done, I thought, I didn't mention any last names and so forth. And I watched it again, and it was kind of like, yeah. So I'm putting it online. I have a request into Julia if I can use her pictures of James. Otherwise, I won't. It's going online probably Thursday. And I would contend it makes a mockery of those who live in hate and shows that human beings are created in the image of God. Something I don't think a lot of people in my family seem to think is true. And I find that most unfortunate. Because if you thought that was true, you might think I'm a human being too, and then obedience to Christ would reconcile with me. Oh, obedience to Christ. Interesting concept, isn't it? I love my family. I have a stack of things to do. I am overwhelmed. I have two calls scheduled for tomorrow. One again with Argentina, and one with another guy, a business guy at Rapid RMS. And my concern with the second call is that the Lord reins in my attitude. Because I'm concerned. But I'm going to strive to keep obedience to Christ, love at the forefront, even when it's hard. Jim Cross, consider it. Dorothy Jane, my lady. There's no one else on this planet that loves you more than me. Including you, I think. I love you. I want you back.